now?
He just had a look on his face like, shut the fuck up.
Well, I know that your time is valuable, Dale, so I just want to try and be respectful.
Whatever.
Nothing over there? All right, you guys ready?
Yep.
All right, here we go.
This is the Married Man Show with Married Man Jack, divorced guy Warm Daffy, and dialed in from Studio West is Jake.
Mellow yellow. That squirt, because that was a terrible name for a drink.
Need some mellow yellow.
Squirt was pretty bad.
It's like, hey, you have any squirt? I bet you did like squirt. Mm-hmm. Do they still sell it? Squirt?
I'm sure. Think they do.
I got a good name for a drink that people want to put in their mouth. Squirt.
Let me squirt one out real quick.
Why don't we take a pee?
Well, wait a minute. Now, you know, maybe pedophiles kind of like that, you know. I like to put a little squirt in my mouth.
God.
That's gross. And Merry Christmas to
little
all.
Little kids and squirt.
To all a good night.
Hey, you ever just like, you know, after like, you know, you're giving it to your girlfriend or wife or whatever, and then the next day you forget to take the cock ring off and you're like, oh my God, my balls are blue. Does that ever happen to anybody, or is it just me? Like, holy shit!
Would be something you would notice.
That thing was on for 12 hours. Holy shit!
Well, you leave your contacts in 24 hours.
I know, but you know, I don't. Yeah, but my eyes don't turn blue after I leave my contacts in for 24.
Hours. I just lose my vision.
I'm like, holy shit! I need some circulation.
Oh, we forgot to announce this is the Merry Man Show.
Yes. Oh yes.
I think you did say at the beginning.
Yeah, you did. I mean, it's in the title. But we should add this is an explicit podcast and a little song there, maybe. But welcome everybody and the people that make this show possible for better or for worse is you, the listener, over at patreon.com/JayandJack. Thanks to all of our patrons that make this show possible. If you'd like to become a patron today, you can do that at patreon.com/JayandJack. That's patreon.com/JayandJack. And the other thing that makes it possible for the Married Man Show specifically is your questions, comments, and or queries about your life, whether it's with your relationships, sexual frustrations, or any other type of things that you want Dale to mock for some reason. You can send those at 510-69-TAFFY if you want to call, or email at marriedmanpodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah, you didn't do the Gmail right. It's at gmail.com.
That's
right.
I don't knock people. I just, you know.
Well,
get a hooker.
You're the one that was correcting someone's grammar in their email. The
yeah,
voice.
Exactly.
Of all people, the voice.
Oh, come on. Semicolon here. Hello.
But I feel who's, like every
who's
single.
A, who's been a solid, loyal listener since day one?
I don't think. Has the voice been since day one? Because we've been doing this podcast for almost 10 years. I don't think he was old enough to listen 10 years ago.
I think when he started listening to me, he was 12.
Yeah, what do the shirts say? Don't be a psycho. Use correct punctuation. You know, it says, it's like, I like to cook my family and children. You know, it's like, what? No commas? What?
Yeah, come on. What the hell's wrong with you? So, yeah, we like to insult the list. So, if you want to get insulted, just email us. And Jay will correct your grammar. When he's spelling Wendt, W-H-E-N-T.
Oh, come on. I was like 10 years old when I used to do that.
But you did it every fucking time. Wendt.
Well, because look at the parents that I had trying to help me at home. Like I just.
But your parents would tell you, there's no fucking H in Wendt.
Exactly. See, it was my teachers at home. They were just cursing at me, so I couldn't figure things out.
I'm not being paid to teach you. It takes a village, and we pay the village to teach you guys. And we did. We send you to private school.
I know.
And
but see, that was the problem. You said
right, yeah.
You guys do it. I don't care anymore.
Stay in the village on the main roads. Don't go in the forest.
You deal with this guy.
The forest is bad.
Have you seen Star Wars yet, Dale?
I have not.
The Force Awakens. He goes, can you tell me about it? I go, no.
Yeah. He goes, by the way, don't say anything here on this podcast.
No, I know. I go, I can't because it would spoil you. I don't know how to tell you anything about it without spoiling you.
Well, that was tough with Colleen because she asked me, like, because I saw it opening night on Thursday, and I come home and she's like, "So how was it?" And I was like, "You know what? I'm not even going to say anything. I just want you to go
Does
in
it
and
measure up to the other Star Wars that are out there."
I think you just got to go and see it. Like, I can't. Yeah. I
come
can't
on!
Say
you're going to go see
tell
it.
Me if it measures up.
No,
to
you're going to see it. So form your own opinion.
I'm going to see it eventually. Yeah,
you
got
to go
true.
To the theaters at those. What's that? What's it? Raleigh Grand.
Raleigh Grand. Yeah.
Yeah, it's. I won't go to another theater again.
It's nice. Like, they just redid it.
It has the reclining seats. Has the leg room, and no one's sitting on top of you, and no one's in front of you. I mean, like, someone like you with a big head and big ears blocking the view. No, that's not a problem anymore.
Well, because they kind of have, like, this divider, so it is, like, your own little section.
Plus, you pick your seat.
You go into the one at the Ghettoplex there, and...
I haven't been to Carmike 15
it says
in years.
Cement heads with a little tiny arrows. They have like one seat. You know.
And they just tell you once, please silence your cell phone.
Reserve.
It wasn't like 45 times.
Reserve
Turn
for
off your
cement
cell phone
head.
Or we're going to shoot you.
Oh, man.
It is. I almost fell asleep, though.
Mm-hmm. Because it's so comfortable.
Comfortable.
I had that hoodie that everybody wants, the hockey one that everybody wants that I got that nobody
has.
ACC
one,
and it's so comfortable. I mean, it's literally it's like having a Snuggie, and you're like this. So I'm all snug and warm. I'm laying in this seat, and I got my feet back like this. I'm leaning back like this. I go, crap, I'm falling asleep. So I had to start, and it's not because the movie was bad. It's just that I'm a little older, and when you get comfortable, you get that Snuggie feeling. You know, all warm.
Yeah. So when does that happen? So you're 54, like. Because there's a certain age where, like,
three.
Well, there's a certain age where old men, they just fall asleep. Like, they'll sit on a couch and then snoring.
Well, it's funny because I do that from time. Like I said, and if I do that, that's a mistake because I fall asleep for like 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm done. I can't go back to sleep. I'll be up for like the next 5 hours. I can't make that mistake of falling asleep.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. We're talking Star Wars right now, and I keep I'm looking at Jack with his headphones on, and I keep picturing that other guy in one of the earlier episodes. What's the guy's name?
The ball-headed guy.
Yeah, the ball-headed guy.
Oh, Lobot.
And I'm like, oh, my God. What is this? And you can pass for him.
Lobot does really look like him.
It's funny that I'm looking at and I see the same thing, and Dale, I see Jabba the Hutt.
Oh. Hold on here. So, Jack, I'm going to turn on the Skype camera because I have a vintage Lobot action figure. So I feel like if you're looking at home, I don't know if you can see the.
I can see that.
So yeah, I feel it is a close resemblance to to Jack. Do you see it, Dale?
I
saw it.
It looks like Robert Downey Jr.
He turned around and showed it to me.
It looks like Robert Downey Jr.
Oh, that's
funny. It's okay to pick on ball headed people. It's
you're Lando's personal assistant.
So Lando was cool. Rather be him than Java. Did Java even move?
But it is funny. Like, look at this figure. Your face looks just like this.
He had the women all chained up next to him and shit.
He had to because nobody would want to be next to him.
That's all right. You know? So. If you're still going to get some, you might as well have them chained to yourself.
That's nice. That's nice. Let's bring back slavery.
Chain the women to me.
If you want
to
see Star Wars, I do recommend it. It's a good movie. That's all I'm going to say because I want to spoil. Music's fantastic in it.
Well, that's good. Anyway. I might have to do that tomorrow. Wait, kids are out of school though, aren't they?
But if you get your seat, you can get your seat ahead of time.
Yeah, you
can.
It's like
yeah,
you
but kids,
your
kids are out of school, right?
Kids didn't make a peep. We had some kids in there. They didn't make a peep.
Freaking kids, you know.
They didn't make a peep. I'm
I don't
just
want
you.
Them all over the place. Just...
You have your own fuck. It's your own space. I mean, literally.
Yeah, it's like...
Literally, I forgot I was with the movies with anybody else.
Hmm. All right, I'll check it out.
Except Kayla goes, what happened to Carrie Fisher? I go, she got old. But why does she sound worse than Harrison Ford? I go, I think she smoked. So I had that. I go, shut up. Stop talking. Yeah. And then she doesn't stop talking. I just had to put my hand up in her face.
There you go.
I'm not going to answer any more questions. I'm trying to stay awake over here. What else is going on in your life, Dale?
Not too much. I had the I got the floor repaired in my house finally.
Oh, did you find?
Oh, wow.
Did you do
it
yourself?
I got in there and the main beam, which is the joist, was frickin' paper mache. So I cut out 5 foot section.
Paper mache. It wasn't.
It was well. It was supposed to be wood, but it was just gone. There was nothing there.
It rotted out.
It rotted out completely.
I was just thinking about that the other day. How they fucked you over on that one.
Yeah. So I finally. So I took 2x8s and ran them longwise, and then put some more sandwiched 4 2x6s together underneath it for the beam, and poured some concrete underneath my house and. put in a 6x6 post.
Was that today?
Yeah, got it all done. We started at like 9 o'clock this morning. Tony.
Oh, Tony. Hey, Tony.
Tony. Hey, Tony. So,
ask Kevin?
Yeah. I asked Kevin. Kevin looked at it and said, I don't know, man. You're fucked is pretty much the message I got. It says, that looks pretty.
Because Kevin's not going to want to.
Yeah,
he's not going to kind of fix it. He'd have to take the whole thing.
Yeah, well, that's why, that's why pouring concrete was probably the better way to go. So, we did that for the main beams and stuff. So.
How is Tony?
He's good.
Is Tony good?
Yeah, he's doing all right.
Does he have a new helper?
I don't know.
I didn't ask.
We'll have to talk about that off the air.
So, okay. All right.
I won't go into any details.
Oh, okay.
But he's doing good. All right. He's doing all right.
So is it jealousy? Is that what it is? You kind of move on to somebody new?
No. Like that's not it at all.
Sexier,
no.
Younger Dale.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah,
so. Got it.
Yeah.
Oh, so you got secrets over there.
Yeah, we got secrets.
And
guys.
I'm over here, just.
You wouldn't be so lazy and come record here once in a while.
Yeah.
Why? It takes me 30 minutes to get there. That's an hour driving that I don't need to do.
I don't need to do an hour driving.
But you know what? You patrons are worth it.
They are. That's why we record.
Well, that's why we record, but they're not worth it.
Recording all the shows has been a lot easier now since I don't have to,
I'll be honest, it has been a lot easier. I don't have to beg you to record.
Yeah, because I guess
it goes a lot smoother when he's not here, too.
It does, too. And, and he fucked me up. He goes, well, your sports talk show, you were low. I go, could you fuck up that? I go, I didn't touch it.
Yeah.
You touched the stuff.
Listen, you're supposed you're
No.
You've been there for 10 years. You should be a professional. You should know if your audio is low or high.
Dale is my witness right now.
Yeah, everything worked before you started messing around with the board.
Did I have a problem before? He goes, no. I go, you fucking touched it, and suddenly there's a problem. I go, why would I think there's a problem? I thought you set it up back the right way.
No, I... You should be able to fix it on the fly, son of a bitch.
I'm not going to run out a half hour one way. And, I'm going half hour one way, and then I got to go back the other way.
What are you talking about?
It's an hour. What's my drive?
$7 in cash. Yeah.
Actually, gas is so cheap now. It's like
I want to go and get some find a drive agent.
No, I want to go to the Tashi station and pick up some power converters.
You'll do what I say and like it. You're not even my kid.
Then when he came back, he goes,
"Your real parents didn't want you."
Then he comes back to his aunt and uncle, goes, "Ooh, burn."
You don't even know who your dad is. You don't find out till later on.
You should tell him soon. He's gonna find out eventually.
Your father was a bad man.
Hey, maybe give your dad a hand. He could use some help.
Yeah, exactly. High five. Anyway.
Too soon? Sorry.
Too soon? Too soon? Sorry. And this is the first, this is the new hope we're talking about, not the new latest one. Because I don't want people going, oh, you spoiled it for me.
No spoilers.
And if you haven't seen A New Hope, too bad we spoiled
it. Yeah, I feel like if it's been around, it's 77, so you're well past 30 years.
Yeah, you're well
so
past
you're
the expiration date that you should have seen it over. Like, we went to the movies, and my son-in-law, we're driving in the car. It's like flashback to when we went to saw the last, I don't even know the name of the last one, Phantom Menace?
Wait, what? We've seen them all in theater.
I know, but what was the last one before this last one?
Revenge of...
Of the Sith,
and we saw that in theater whenever that one came out.
Well, I always said Revenge of the Sid because my wife goes by the nickname of Sid, and she's definitely on the dark side.
Yeah.
So, I'm sorry, spoiler if you haven't seen that one. Apologize.
2005. So
we're driving
years.
There, and Kevin goes, "What's this about?" Yeah. I go, "I don't know.
I think Dale was with us on that one too, wasn't he?
Were you with us, Dale?"
Yeah.
And he's saying, "No. What's it about?" I go, "I don't know. I haven't seen No, this whole Star Wars thing. What do you mean the whole Star Wars thing? The movies." I go, "You've never seen any of the Star Wars movies?" He goes, "No." I guess I just thought I'd go along. And so I'm driving yesterday, and Steven goes, "Yeah, I haven't seen any of these." I go, "Any of what? Star Wars." I go, "Any of them?"
Flashback.
No, I go, Jesus Christ, guys.
Well,
I think it's Kimmy's
only seen one.
I think because
she's Cindy like,
says,
yeah, I saw the first one.
Cindy goes, "I don't want to watch them."
And I'm like, what? You only saw the first one? So I got to go out and see if I can find all the other ones on DVD.
I can see people not liking them, but I can't. It's really not. I don't think you have to be a super geek to like them. Mm-hmm. It's just a good movie.
Yeah, but some people aren't even into science fiction at all.
But I don't even think it has to be.
I don't think it's science fiction though. Like
it is, but it's not.
But it's not like I would say Star Trek. This is more like just a story in space. Like it's not.
You know what I was thinking? I was watching.
They don't nerd out about the technology the whole time.
I was thinking, I was watching it. I said, "What are people? What are people on other planets? Because their technology is supposed to be far more advanced. What movies do they watch? Because we're big into
westerns.
Maybe that's what it is. Because we fantasize over, you know, oh my god, they can do this, they can do warp drive and all this different stuff. To them, they already have that. So it's like, what? They're sitting there, go, oh, really? Really? It'd be like us watching a 1920 movie or 1930 movie, and they say state-of-the-art car or something like that.
Well, you got The Hateful Eight coming out.
I can't wait to see The Hateful Eight.
That's going to be pretty good. I've been hearing...
Has America's
been,
top
been reading
10
the reviews about it. And,
have you seen, you know, like how he shot it in like the whole Panavision from like the 60s? Yeah. So it's like the first movie in Panavision since like Earthquake or something like that. So
will it have that in Panavision? Because that was a big deal back in that day.
Yeah. Well, they're airing it on Christmas Day, and I think there's only so many of those theaters.
Yeah,
still
we thought it was going to be out after Christmas. It's not coming out for main theaters till the 31st.
Yeah,
because your mom actually wants to see it because it has Boyd Crowder in it. The actor plays Boyd Crowder.
Ah, yes, yes. Well, so
Willie,
they're not doing any of those. William Goggins,
I think his name.
Yeah, correct.
Goggins?
Yeah, William Goggins. They're not doing any of those shows anywhere near us on Christmas Day in the big screen.
I don't know. I just looked for it. We looked it for Rock. I'm not going. I'm only going to Raleigh Grand. I'm only going to a place where they have reclining seats. And if they don't have that.
I wasn't kidding about this, guys.
No, I'm not kidding. If they don't have that, I'm going to bring my own seat.
Your own recliner.
I'm going to say, hold on a second. Get a wrench out there. Take out.
Zero gravity chair in the aisle.
Take out a few rows and say, okay, I'm good. And wait, you got to take out the one in front of me because my seat's going to recline. I want to hit you in the back of the head.
I don't have any place to plug in my foot massager. Hey, what the fuck?
I did ask her to the seats massage you, and they said no. I go, really? Well, got to get working on that.
Man, every time I plug in my electric blanket, I keep blowing a fuse over here. You want to do something about that?
Well, I always love it because, one, it's like literally 2 minutes from our house, that theater. But it's always pretty reasonably priced because it was an independent theater. And we could like show up literally at the time that we was there, get a good seat, and be fine. Plus, they serve beer there, and the beer is like, you know, what you get at a bar, like $4 for a pint, you know. So it's not like egregiously expensive for stuff either. So then they added all this, all the new seats, reserve seating, and it's still like the same price. It was like $7.50 for a matinee.
Yeah, so people are asking, well, how much is it? Like 20, I think you were asking me, $20? I go, no, $7.50.
Yeah.
People, I go, no, it's seven. No, well, how much was it? I go, $7.50. They go, come on, no way. I go, yeah, it was $7.50. And it's not the Southwest thing where I have to get in line and hope that I get a good window seat or an aisle seat. No, you pick your seat ahead of time. Pick your seat ahead of time.
Southwest shit, all right?
No, well, I'm actually going to California. I'm flying Southwest.
Southwest isn't that bad. You have a problem with it, but it's really
I
not
want
that
my
bad.
Seat. I want the seat that I want. This is the seat I want. So when they come looking at you like this, oh, I'm sorry, I cut the last minute thing and I want to sit with my kids. Can you move? And of course, I'm a single person. I'll be there single. I'm the only one on the plane. And the first thing they do is look at me. And I'm like, look at him. I just give that. I have this look now.
The old man.
Where the flight attendants look at me like, it's like Clint Eastwood, get off my lawn, Gran Torino.
I've
mastered that look. And they just
But the problem is, I think you fall asleep before he can start looking intimidating.
Ah, that too. But, you know, but still, that also helps. If you're sleepy, they don't want to wake you up.
Had the glasses with the eyes wide open.
No, if you pretend you're asleep too, it's like it can do that, and they wake up, you go, and they go, excuse, I go, what? I love this seat. What do you want? I'm sorry. What?
This?
I don't want to move. What do you want?
The half waking up. I'll kill you, motherfucker. What? 5-year-old little girl.
You can't say that on a plane anymore.
Oh.
Yeah, they got rules now.
Oh, you can't say that. Oh,
no,
you can't.
They got
cuss,
rules.
Huh?
You can't get out. You can't
rules
get out of line on
a
plane.
Fight.
Yeah, you just can't. It's. I think there's a lot of bullshit on planes, but I'm okay.
You said it on the recording now, so you're never gonna get detained when you go to the airport.
Yeah, reach in. Reach in and grab me those cutters.
I'm now on a no.
No, it's in the other box. The box cutters. Yeah, what?
Yeah, I think it's way too soon on that one. Sorry, way too soon.
The opinions and comments made by Dale Vanderpool are not those held by Jane Jack Productions LLC.
No, what? I get it, my own disclaimer now? Fuck yes, you guys.
Well, we needed that a long time ago.
Yeah, whatever.
So yeah, speaking of do-it-yourself things, was it last week? Our shower had issues with our shower.
Yeah, you told me about it.
We were invited to Sarah and Chip's. They invited us to a party. Sarah Chip Mims, you probably know him from the. You've probably met him if you've been to the Autism Speaks or the message board. So
podcasters in their own right.
Right, podcasters.
They're
so,
actually they're doing a special for Tales from the Cask, which is his beer podcast. Very good podcast.
Yeah, so we were invited, and he said, I have some MGD for you, which I felt bad because... So anyway, Cindy got new shower fixtures for the thing, and I'm looking. I go, okay, yeah, I can change all that stuff. But I got the one when I opened the box. I go, well, I can't change this. The actual, you know, the nozzle and all that stuff had all this. I go, I don't think I can change this. So I put the because we had to change it because the faucet was leaking. You pull up the handle and it wouldn't leak. I got it working a couple times, but over time it just, you know, wears out. You can't. So I put that on there. And well, let me just take the handle off, see if I can just put the new handle. Maybe it's universal. Maybe I'll get lucky and it'll fit. I look, I go, nope, that ain't fitting. So I put the old one back on. Well, it won't shut off. I go, what the fuck am I doing wrong? So I get it. So Tyler and I, we both get it because he's done some plumbing. And we get it to where it shuts off. I said, okay, just leave it for now and I'll work on it. Because I had to record a podcast, a live podcast, and we were having a guest on our podcast, the sports one. So I get it on. We're trying to get the guest on. Russ is, of course, having problems getting on. I go, Russ, I don't have time to deal with you. So it's our normal Tuesday night. So so then my wife runs in here and goes, the shower's leaking through the kitchen ceiling. The shower's leaking. I go, what the fuck? Are you kidding me? So I run downstairs. I just shut off the water. I shut off the main water. I go, just leave it off. I go, that didn't sound good, did it?
What happened?
Did you hear that? Oh, you didn't hear that, Dale?
I heard that downstairs.
There's a crash. So anyway, so the...
something else just breaking the
something
house.
Something else just break. Probably one of the cats. So I shut it off, and sure enough, the water is dripping through the ceiling. I'm like, oh, not again. We've had, if you've listened to shows long enough, you know we've had several problems with water dripping through that ceiling. It's just now it's like we should just rip out the ceiling. Just have it exposed because it just...
Because that's a good look.
Yeah, anyway, so we've had it fixed a couple times, but anyway. So I shut it off, and I don't... So I turn it back after I'm done recording... I turn it back on. I see it where it's dripping. I go, all right, guys, we're just going to have to go without water tonight. So, you know, if you have to go to the bathroom, it's going to, you know, we're good for one flush each. So I leave notes all over the house, blah, blah, blah. So the next day, Cindy goes, I really want to go to this party. I go, well, go. I go, but she goes, I can't turn the water on because I have to go get the parts. I have to get the, oh, I figured out it was the O-rings. Well, Kevin had talked to me and said it was the O-rings. I said, okay. Of course, you can't find these O-rings anywhere. So she washes her hair with bottled water to go to this party. Now I'm of course still trying to fix this thing, and I went to six locations to try and find these O-rings. Couldn't find it. He gave me some kind of stuff that seals the stuff, but he said it'd be better to get the O-rings. Now I've got dirt and grime all over, and I can't get the shower to work, and the toilets aren't flushing because you can't turn the water on, and mm-hmm. all this different stuff, and. It's starting to smell in the house. Long story short, finally got it working about 7:30 that night where it would stop leaking. So I didn't go to the party. We didn't go.
Did you end up replacing the O-rings or using the goop?
I couldn't find the O-rings, so I had to use that stuff goop. He gave me. And, yeah. And that worked. It sealed it. I didn't see any damage to the O-rings. I'm looking at it, but it worked. It sealed up. And once we redo the bathroom, then I'll redo the whole thing. But it's like... So Cindy goes, so I washed my hair in bottled water for nothing. I go, well, you had clean hair.
She could have gone alone.
Yeah, but you know how she is. She'd want to go alone.
It was nice because they had, what's that, the salt on the table, like the shuffleboard thing? They had one of those there. I haven't played one of those in a while. Remember, what are those called? It's shuffleboard, right?
Shuffleboard, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a little disc.
What are those shuffleboards called?
It's called. You know, when you're playing cards, what are those things called? When you have cards.
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 Oh, holy, holy.
So yeah, we messed out, and like I said, I go, I can't go. Because I had dirt and grease. My fingernails were all cut. You know, when you're a plumber, you know, you have those kind of, you know, issues. I was dirty. I was greasy. I was grimy. Mm-hmm. Plus, I was in no mood anyway because. I'm doing something I don't want to do anyway. It's like I can hang a light, I can do the light fixtures and all this different stuff. But when there's a problem, when there's something that's not normally, when something's not, you know, when it's not working right, then I start getting mad. And like plumbing, I can do basic plumbing, but when it's something like this where it's starting to, where I can't figure out why it's leaking, then I'm not built for that. Mm-hmm. That kind of stuff. I don't mind doing like painting and stuff like that around the house and like court around all that. I like doing that stuff. But don't make fun of the painting.
I'm not. I use the wrong paint. I'm just looking at the walls.
I was going to do that today. I was going to put the...
I'm like, is that two or three different colors? I can't quite tell.
I was going to put... I have the wood now, and I got the right stain for it. I was going to do that today, but I had so much stuff to do today with everything going on in my life right now. I'm not going to go into, but a lot of stuff happening in the world, mostly in San Diego. I didn't have time to deal with all this today, and so I just said, all right, fine. Yeah, I had to go shopping today, too. Oh, my God.
What? You still have, like, Christmas shopping to do?
I finished up your mom today. Well, I started your mom today, so I finished up.
Okay.
Well, you know, you notice it every year. It's just like, this is supposed to be...
Hey, I don't need to know. It's your personal life.
This is supposed to be, like, a great time of year where people are all happy and stuff because it's Christmas. Your families are coming together. But it doesn't work. People are just angry.
I heard it's the most wonderful time of the year.
Really? I love this. It's the day after Christmas where things start to stink, but... this has been my most happy Christmas in a long time because I haven't been working retail. You know, like I'm not
I had to go to McDonald's because we get kids meals on Mondays for the kids at McDonald's. And people at McDonald's were just getting left and right. I'm just sitting there like just going. This lady came up. She had a big large fry thing.
Uh-huh.
And I'm standing right next to her. I had just finished ordering. Yeah. And she just ordered. I finished ordering and she walked in front of like eight people to say, "These fries are cold, and they don't taste good." And I'm looking at her thing. Literally, she had five French fries left in this thing. I'm not even exaggerating. I kept looking because the lady looked at her like this, and she's like, they're terrible. Are you going to do something about this?" And they go, "Yeah, I guess we can give you another fry.
Reach in your drawer, Brad, and give me back my $2.69."
Well, I would just be like,
"Most of it."
if they weren't, it could have been that bad. Right, since you ate the bucket of fries.
So then they give her another fry, and she goes, and she didn't even say thank you. She goes, "Do you want these back?" They said, "Oh no, you can keep them." And then another guy was yelling about his coffee because they had those noon meals all day long, the new breakfast meals all day long. Yeah. I told you, sir, those don't come with coffee. You did not tell me that. You did not tell me that. I'm like going, I just want to get these brats their kid meals. I'm sorry, these lovely kids their kid meals, so I can get out of here. I'm not even getting anything for myself. I just want to get out of here. And then the lady was waiting at me because the coffee guy kept yelling at her. And I was looking, I'm like, Jesus, if I had any money on me, I would have given him the $2 for the coffee just to shut him up. And he goes, "I told you, three creams, three sugars." And she's like going, "No, sir, she tells the manager, "I need to get off. I need to get away here for a second." So she just leaves me. I'm ordering. I go, "Okay." So I wait. And so the guy comes up. And I'm like going, trying to order and order and order. And finally, I finally said ocho. I said ocho because he literally could not speak. He couldn't speak my language. And I said, "Okay, uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, ocho." Because I needed ocho kid meals. I said, "Do you have ocho?" He goes, "Yeah." He goes, "See." Sí. Luckily, my training helped there because I felt so bad for these guys.
Ocho niño. Yeah.
Because
then he comes back with eight kids for you. What the fuck? I don't want to order no more.
I'm not Jabba the Hutt.
My wife.
Take the chains off him.
No, take my children, please. There, you look like a nice man.
But it just there's no reason to act that way to anybody.
I agree completely.
And the way they were, I get if they were being dicks, and I'm there the whole time, and they were actually nice to me, and so there was no reason to act that. And then that girl gets so frustrated that she just had to walk away from that guy.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like. And I probably the lady with the French fries does that all the time, so she'd get free food.
Oh yeah, like that's to me where I was just like, okay, well if it was that bad, you should have sent it back when there were still fries. Yeah. Like there would just be some times where there was people that were obviously there's some where it's just not worth the fight, but then there was just some where they're obviously just trying to take advantage of something. And then
it's
you
a scam.
You dig in your heels.
I think at this point they were busy and they just wanted to get people out of there. But she didn't even wait; she just burst right up there. I was just like, my God, these people are just trying to earn a living, and there's no and I get it. I've gotten snappy sometimes. But I think since I work with the public, I think I'm pretty good about picking and choosing my battles. But man, there's just no reason for that. And so I go, it's this Christmas time. Let's be. But I think people are so stressed out that it's Christmas time that they treat. I think people treat people worse during this time of year than any other time during the rest of the year. Honestly, believe that if they did a survey, I don't know if there's a government survey out there that we need to waste money on, but they don't have to. I'm telling you that people treat people worse this time of year. We've all worked in retail.
Yeah, it's probably the crowds and everything else. Yeah, I mean, people are wound up. I mean, I avoid the malls just because I don't like how many people there are
And that's just the fucking parking lot, just to get into the damn place.
Well, I was in there
and
today.
And it's like people galore everywhere you look.
There's a line of those cars trying to make a turn, and this guy comes in our lane and stops. And he's looking at me. I go, what do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? And I go, you're in the wrong lane. I have nowhere to go. Keep moving. And he just looked at me. And his wife started, I think his wife realized what he was doing wrong. And because he was a little older than, you know, he was older than me, probably mm-hmm. older than you, Dale, too. And he went around and finally realized he went around. He didn't even give me the universal, hey, I'm sorry.
Yeah, the universal wave. Hey, like, hey.
Sorry.
Wave. I'm coming through. I can't pick up.
If I'm waving, it's okay to let me in because I'm waving.
I wave. Hey, thank you.
Fuck you. Yeah.
Thank you very much. Well, see, there's Dale with his Christmas cheer. I there's time of year I try to let people in because I think it's no more stressful. But it's like this is not the time we should be happy. It's like we get to see family. That's all it's about. That's what Christmas is really about. Not about getting stuff. It should be about seeing
family. About Charlie Brown.
But it's not. Even Charlie Brown gets screwed because he's bald headed. And people don't like, of course, Charlie Brown. And people don't realize that he gets screwed over because he's bald.
No, everybody else, they come in and they fix his tree in the end.
Even Pigpen,
even the blockhead to pick this tree out.
Even Pigpen of all people, he has fucking Pigpen. Dirt. He stinks so fucking bad. He's got smoke. He's got fumes all around him. He gets treated better than the ball-headed kid, poor Charlie Brown, who only wants to be everybody's friend.
Well, we are 30 minutes into the show, and it's probably a good time to transition into.
Whatever.
Transition. Answering our listeners' questions.
It's Christmas.
If we have to.
The most wonderful, wonderful,
we
wonderful,
get to.
Wonderful.
Anyway, people seem to like the, they want us to do more, so. Commentaries.
Well,
so.
Maybe we'll spin off into its own
show.
You
know, we had to do the Creature from the Black Lagoon.
Creature from the Black Lagoon. How do you find
I've
that one?
I've never seen it. I've never seen that movie.
I saw it a long time ago. It's probably one of those late movies that you got when you got your rabbit ears right.
It was good back in the day.
Did you finish that whole Mellow Yellow?
Yes. I was thirsty.
20 ounces.
It's almost 9 o'clock at night. Why are you drinking that much caffeine?
This is more. So 24 full ounces.
Holy 24 shit.
Ounces.
I like how it says 20% more. It's 20% more, 24 full ounces. 24 full ounces than 20 ounces. So it's 20% more than 20 ounces.
Okay, why not just say 24 ounces?
I know. Why don't you say... 20% more, and it doesn't. Because it has 20.
It was only $1.69.
20% more, 27 full ounces, then 20 ounces.
There you go.
The original smooth. Have you ever
tried
our smooth?
Only because I couldn't find Mountain Dew. So
yeah, Mellow Yellow is like a Mountain Dew, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not a bit. I hate. I don't like Mountain Dew. So
yeah.
Do we have any emails and stuff
like
you want to
caffeine,
talk about?
Though.
Yes, let's get into those. Do you want me to start?
A real producer would have kept this show on track.
I've been trying to. Who's doing what? Am I doing?
Take charge. Take charge.
I will do advice for Tommy. Is that all right? No,
can you hear me?
That one has big text. Actually, they both have big text. Perfect. See, the people are realizing that you're old and can't read anymore. All right, I will read advice for Tommy. Hi, Jay, Jack, and Dale. I'm a long time, and I guess put into context, Tommy.
Oh, this
was
is really big text.
Right.
That's something Dale doesn't hear all the time. Wow, what a big text.
Tommy sent an email asking for advice on what he should do to find date a girl and date a girl.
He wanted to know if he should just throw himself out there.
He didn't want that.
Is that what he said?
No.
He goes, I don't want any advice except just throw myself out there.
Because the girls, you know, they're just not noticing him, so they're not even.
Oh,
like,
not noticing. Oh, yeah, I remember
as a
this
sexual
guy.
Yeah. Beam. Yes.
It looked like Dale's handwriting.
And Dale gave one of three answers, which was buy a hooker.
Buy a hooker. Oh, come on. You can't go wrong with a hooker as long as she's clean and everything. You know, I mean,
as long as she has her papers.
Exactly. I mean, then you get a little roll in the hay.
You are 18.
You'll feel better. She'll feel better. She's got some money in her pocket. It's a win-win.
All right, let's get into this here.
Keeps her pimp happy, right?
That's right.
I'm a longtime fan, and I listened to the show during the $2.99 a month years and enjoyed it very much. But it's nice that with the Patreon model, you're getting a lot more feedback again. We agree.
I agree
too.
Rare. That's a rarity. I have some advice for Tommy, and he'll cringe when he hears that it's a version of put yourself out there.
Uh-oh.
All right, Tommy, hold on a second.
That was the listener saying.
To hear "put yourself out there without any context" is useless advice. I've heard the same thing from people, and it is definitely not helpful. My advice to Tommy is that he make his intentions known. If he is talking to a girl and does not act like he's at all interested in her, there is no way she's going to flirt with him or even hint that she might like him as more than a friend. I realize that this is totally sexist, but as the man, he really needs to try and take the lead in these situations.
I'm going to say right now that's sexist.
Some girls may be confident enough to flirt with someone who isn't showing interest, but most won't. I'm not saying he's got to be obnoxious flirt or be over the top about it.
Hold on a
second. Because that's just gross.
Are you listening to this, Del?
I knew you were going to say something. You couldn't let that go without just letting him read it. No, you had to stop him just to sit there and get your dig
well,
in.
Well, do you think that's a – I'm being right. Was I correct call there, Jay?
That's a correct call. That is a correct call.
All right, there you go.
All right. All right, fuck you guys.
I'm over here, girls. So, do you want me? Come and get me. Any of you hookers? I prefer hookers. Well, wait. Not you. Only the clean ones. I only want the clean ones. You dirty hookers. Just stay over there. I'm not paying for you.
Put my head in her lap. Is this on? Is this staying on? Hello? Hello?
I'm spelling something there.
Hello?
I'm sorry. You need to go bathe.
All right. Sorry. Go ahead.
We're here to help Tommy, not to make fun of Dale.
Sometimes I wonder. I think it's just to make fun of Dale. Go ahead.
Well, I think it makes everyone feel better because it is crazy.
It doesn't make me feel better.
Well, sometimes you got to take one for the team.
Oh.
You know, once in a while in the world.
It's like I take one every week. Come on.
Well, there's 9 billion people in the world, right?
If
you could cheer up 9 billion people at your expense, would you not feel better about yourself? If 9 billion people all at once in the world, which would probably never happen, all went, I'm happy.
and I'd be the one that's sad?
And Dale goes, I'm sad because they all picked
the
on
needs,
me. But
the needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few in that situation.
Look what Charlie Brown's been doing for years.
Hey, what's that from? Oh, fucking Star Trek. Okay,
there you go.
It took me a second there. Go ahead.
All right, so
you don't like Star Trek?
I like Star Trek.
Then why'd you say fucking Star Trek?
Well, because, you know, we can cuss on this show, so.
Might as well, right?
All right.
All right, so I'm not saying he's got to be obnoxious flirt or be over the top about it because that's just gross. But if he is talking to a girl that he may want to get to know better on a romantic level, he's really got to give the girl that impression. He needs to really pay attention to her. Look her in the eye. Listen to what she says. Ask her questions. Do not get caught checking out any other girl while you're talking to her. Subtle touches are very important. Reach over, give her a hand, a sort of squeeze. If she says something you think is sweet or cute, this will clue her that you're like her.
That's my dick all the way from over here.
God.
That's right. That's
well,
right,
can,
baby.
Can you do this at work, though?
That's 10 inches.
Well, it's like you can do the hand on the shoulder question. Or something.
Right. I'm asking a serious question because a lot of people, I don't like to be touched, so, you know.
Well, it's like know your audience, right? It's you gotta get a feel for it. Some people.
Gotta feel her out. Or up. One of the two.
Are you a hooker?
Like, right? Because sexual harassment is unwanted touching, so if it's unwanted,
you're a hooker, it costs me money to touch you. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. You have change for a pie?
This will clue her that you're into her. If she likes you back at some point in the future, she won't mind if in private you give her boob a short squeeze instead of her hand next time.
Oh,
I don't know about that one. I feel like it's a little forward.
This is from a woman, though, right?
It is from a woman, yeah.
I like it.
So there you go.
I like this woman's point of view.
Don't tell Dale where you were.
Signed, Kimmy. Oh, there it is.
What?
It's not. But signed, Angela. So nice. This is a woman's perspective. I would say, you know, the touching thing, you got to get a feel for it, right? If you're really flirting and you're getting, so you can probably put a hand on her shoulder, see, you know, if that's the thing. And sometimes she might put her hand on your shoulder. There's the touching can be there, but you can't just start off with it, you know?
Yeah, I just.
You got to work your way towards it.
Nice. I know, because, you know, we work with the public, and when, like, you know, someone touches you, don't want to touching you, like, even on your shoulder or something like that, I kind of give that cringe look, like, I don't want you touching me.
I did the hand on the shoulder a lot, like with customers if I was guiding them somewhere, or, you know, if they I was like,
I grew up in the generation you don't touch, so I just point that way. Can I help you go this way?
You grew up in Quaker, Pennsylvania. So,
exactly. I've got that. There's no, so I, yeah.
There's no emotion share. There's no touching share.
Can you
no
go
hugs.
This way? All right. You can go this way. All right. No. Sorry, we don't drink here.
All right. What's your email, Jack?
We do fill our oats because, you know, Quaker oats.
It's so your oats, but good job.
No, never mind. You're not.
No, I get it. Quaker oats, but you fill your oats. You're thinking sow your oats, right?
No, sometimes you can fill your oats. You're not even thinking that way. So
you're saying sow your oats, like, you know.
I'm not saying sow your oats.
A lot of women, right?
Fill your oats. It was for something. Never mind. I think that was great advice that Angela. Was it Angela?
Angela.
It's Angela.
Yeah, I just don't know about the touching thing. I'm being serious here. I mean, maybe more women can.
Right. I'm touching you right now.
I'm being serious. I just don't know if that's. I mean, Jay says he touches everybody, so I know Dale doesn't want any. I mean, you have.
No, I'm
you
not
have,
saying everybody. It's just like I'm not saying touch it inappropriately. He's like, but you touch somebody's
shoulder.
I
know Dale can't touch anybody. You have like a 100-foot.
Yeah, ring. not legally, anyways.
I know you're not allowed in schools or by schools, right?
It's 100 yards.
Anyway, I'm asking a serious question. Do women, are they okay with guys just reaching out and touching their hand and stuff like that?
You don't start with it, but if you're flirting I could see that being a move.
Yeah, well.
Now, what if you misread the flirt, though?
Well, then it's like, I've all done that.
Sorry, don't need to call the cops.
When she reaches over, grabs your hand, and breaks your finger, then you probably know I probably shouldn't have touched
her.
I probably shouldn't have started off with the boob. Damn it.
No, I think it's great advice. I'm just questioning the, and like I said, I'm not questioning Angela. I'm just questioning.
But I think a broken hand is worth the risk of going right to second base. Hey, what the hell?
In Dale's world.
You know, I felt her titty, but then right after that, she broke my hand.
How'd you break your hand? Well,
I
misread the flirt.
I misread the 38 Ds. I thought they were calling me, but
I was looking at her eyes in first, but then I misread the flirt. Sorry. This one is, hi, Jack, Dale, and Jay. Here's a complete poop list for you. Admit it, you've experienced every single one of these.
Oh, okay.
Ghost poop. The kind where you feel the poop come out, but there's no poop in the toilet.
That has happened to me on more than one
Jay,
occasion.
Jay, have you ever come forward with the ghost poop?
I have never ghost pooped myself.
I have ghost pooped. Yes.
Are you sure, Jay?
You
have some pretty smelly shit. So
yeah, like
there's no question.
There's some evidence whether it is from an odor or like I've never had just poop just happen and disappear.
Where'd it go? I'm laughing at the next one. Clean poop. The kind where you poop it out, see it in the toilet, but there is nothing on the toilet paper.
That's the best.
Cool.
That's rare. That's great.
That's like a clean break.
That's like almost pitching a perfect game, you know? It's just like that's a pure.
I think that is a perfect
like,
game.
Oh,
yeah, it's
wow.
The perfect poop because it is. Because
then there's like the opposite of that where you have to go through a whole roll of toilet paper just
like,
to get clean.
Come on. And then you're sitting there, and there's no toilet paper after you've used it. It's like, oh, come on now. No,
that's the inverse of the perfect game.
Wait.
That's like the worst
Speak
game.
Of the next one. The wet poop, the kind where you have to wipe your butt 50 times.
50 times.
And it still feels unwiped, so you have to put some toilet paper between your butt and underwear so you don't ruin them.
Or you just have to take a shower at that point. It's like, you know what? Fuck it. I gotta wash this shit out.
Oh man,
I've never had to put the toilet paper in between my cheeks.
No.
Well, it's that's
no,
where
I haven't.
That's where it was nice at Google. Like most of their toilets had bidets in them, and that's where it was nice because then you feel really nice and clean.
At Google, you can poop all you want.
You know?
At Google, you could clean out your.
I've never done the bidet, so you've done the bidet thing.
It's great. It's like you feel so refreshed afterwards.
You still feel so clean afterwards.
You do. Like think about
I'm serious. Is it warm water? Is it cold water?
Well, you can adjust. So you can make it warm water or cold water. And then the seats were heated, so you can heat the seats.
This is at the corporate office?
The main thing.
So what did you prefer? The colder, warmer, lukewarm?
I'd warm. I didn't want cold water. But I feel like that would be too, like, whew, you know.
Woo!
I was trying to create shower-like conditions, so the hotter water, I think, would be more conducive. But it was really, because it's just like, think about like that, you know, post-lunch, you know, food baby you got to deliver. And, you know, you're not really right the rest of the day, but like after
Dell doesn't
that,
understand
was...
this, because Dell doesn't go for like 5 days at a time.
Oh, really? Wow. Okay. No, well, I'm a healthy pooper. It's poop
Dell's always
day.
Backed up. I go like 90 times a day, but Dell, I think you go like, well, I've seen it. You go like
a couple days in between.
Yeah.
But it's great because you feel
it would
like
explain
nice
why you're always so cranky,
and...
though.
Well,
yeah, it's true.
Not really.
How can you? I couldn't imagine going days without pooping.
He does, and it comes out.
Well,
like
that's what a double-sided dildo do to you for a while there.
You think it would open it more?
I got room to spare up there, man. Yeah.
You think it would do the opposite though?
A small just, child's forearm.
You think
it would
be so much damage up there? It would just fall like through a chute. Yeah. Like you'd be walking down and go, oh, got, that's right.
Well, that's,
I poop.
See, that's where the ghost poop would make sense.
I got a room for a 2x12 up there. What are you talking about?
But okay, was that it of the list?
Second wave. No, I wasn't playing on here. Second wave poop. This happens when you're done pooping and you pull up your pants, your knees, and you realize that you have to poop some more.
Oh, that's the worst.
Wow. It's like, really? I got to go again? Come on now.
And you've already wiped and everything, so you're already ready to go.
Yeah, it's like, you've already done all the work. It's like, come on now. Why can't it just come out all at once?
Yeah.
Poop a vein in your face poop.
What?
Poop. A vein in your face poop, the kind where you strain so much you get it out and you practically have a stroke. I used to call this the Bruce Springsteen.
Labor shits.
Labor shits and Bruce Springsteen poop. Yeah. In the USA, I was.
I feel like the squatty potty would reduce some of those types of poops. Have you seen the commercials for the squatty potty? I want one of those.
I have seen those that you mentioned. I think those are the ones, though, you're on there so long and you're working so hard. I've said this, where you have the little wax paper. Little cowboy hats, and you get up because you've worked so hard that they're sticking to your ass because it's all the sweat. Am I right? We've all been there.
That's happened.
You get up and go, oh, wait, I got to peel this thing off me because I've worked so hard. And you know, you've been in public bathrooms and you hear the people that are having these poop in the vein face things.
Yeah.
You can hear it because they're,
feel kind of bad for
them. That's where the Austin Powers are just like, all right, buddy, we're going to get through this. Who does number two work for? That's right. You tell him.
Who does number two work for?
Gassy poop. The sonic dump. It's so noisy that everyone with ear. It's so noisy that everyone with an earshot starts giggling. I mean, I've done that. You hear someone go.
Well, apparently Colleen has a story where she had to go to the bathroom and she was taking Zach in with her, but the lady in the stall next door was just having the loudest poop ever, and Zach just started cracking up because it was like going crazy, and Zach was like, "What the hell's going on?"
Wait till
he
starts
there?
Talking, man, you stink.
Jeez, lady.
I don't know if that's on the list, but I hate those where you walk into the bathroom and it already smells, but there's no one in there, and you go,
oh, yeah.
And then someone walks in after you go in there, like, and you want to come out and say, that wasn't me. But they look at you like, what the hell, you little
like,
thing?
Really?
What did you eat? No, it was here before I got here. I did poop, but mine was clean. Not even anything.
It was a clean break.
The toilet paper. I'll show you the toilet. Nothing on it. That was someone before me. I had no broccoli before that. It was not me. Let's see. Drinker poop occurs after a long night of drinking. Its most noticeable trait is the skid marks in the toilet bowl. If you drink too much, I guess.
Yep.
You know,
I thought that was just like a normal occurrence.
Because you have stinky, crappy poop.
Yeah.
Lincoln log poop, the kind of poop that is so big. This is the Dale poop.
This is the Dale.
Come on,
the Dale
now.
Burrito.
Wad dog. You're afraid to flush without first breaking it. Little pieces with toilet brush. I would say chainsaw in Dale's case. I'm not making this. I think people think I'm making the story up that the human colossal poop Dale had, I flushed it because and the water just circled around it.
I had one of those at the rink one time in the girls' restroom. And it was so
in
big.
The what restroom?
The girl at the ice show.
Oh, it wasn't your poop. It was someone else.
No, yeah. So because we had to, you know, clean the bathrooms after the free skates or whatever, public skate. And it was so big. It was literally like a California burrito. It was gigantic. And it made a turd bridge in the toilet bowl. So like when the water would go down, it was just like, you know, across the way.
It would not go down, and it would have taken like 1,000 flushes just to get a,
its own dam.
So there was, there was those trees out behind, you know, the rink. So I went out and got like a branch, and then used that to break it up so it would go down.
I use a hockey stick at the rink,
but that ruins the hockey stick.
Well, it's not mine.
Oh.
It's a lost and found stick. So you know what?
Nice.
Don't leave your hockey stick.
It's horrible.
I rinsed
it off
with
some water stick here the other day. here it is.
I'm sorry. You have the Lincoln Log hockey stick.
The guy goes, "Man, your shots have been really crappy today." He's like, I don't know why.
You got such a shitty shot. Oh, yes, man. I do. Yes, he does. The liquid plumber poop. The kind of poop that the kind is so huge it plugs up the toilet and overflows all over the floor. You should have followed the advice from the Lincoln Log poop.
Yeah.
Corn poop, self-explanatory. Yeah. You can always tell when someone's had corn for dinner because it doesn't matter how much you chew corn, it comes out whole.
It still comes
out. We realize we can't give Zachary sunflower seeds anymore because we had just already shelled or deshelled sunflower seeds.
Oh, that's come out as a whole.
And he loved them, because I love them too. But it literally was almost like a laxative for him.
Is that why he was looking at me one day? I was eating sunflower seeds. He kept looking at me.
He just like.
I think we gave them to him one time you were here, during a football game. I was eating them.
Maybe I don't know, but it just it literally just like blew through his system.
That's cool. I wish I could poop. The kind where you want to poop all. You want to poop, but all you can do is sit on the toilet, cramp, and fart a few times. That's a frustrating poop.
Because
eventually you're going to have to go poop. It's like, I'm here. Can I just go poop? What's the fucking deal? Can't I just go? There should be a thing where you have like a switch. Clunk. And it all just comes out, you know, like a drain.
I can't believe we have another show dedicated to poop.
Well, it's what the listeners want to do. Spinal tap poop. That's where it hurts so bad coming out, you swear it's leaving you sideways. I think I'm giving birth through my asshole poop. Combination of Lincoln Log poop and spinal tap poop. The shape is size resembles a tall boy beer can.
I should just call that gnome poop.
airspace remains in the rectum for sometimes afterwards. Wet cheek poop, the power dump. That's the kind that comes out so fast your butt gets splashed with water.
Oh, Lord.
I'm glad they finally have names for all these because now I can go, oh, that was a wet cheek poop. Okay, got it. Hey, guys, wet cheek poop. Liquid poop, the kind where it's yellowish-brown liquid shot out of your butt and splashes all over the toilet bowl.
Oh, I hate
going to the toilet after. You walk in, you go, oh, not using this one. We've all used public restrooms, right? You see it, you go to Comic-Con, you see that at every Comic-Con.
Yep.
Well, that's just where you just got to be like, there's no pooping in that public space.
Yeah, that's why it's so good to have a hotel down there.
Yeah.
Fire in the bowl poop. The kind of poop that stains, singes the hairs around your butt on the way out.
Usually after eating hot wings or something like that.
What is Colin going to call this podcast?
It can't be one of these.
Rosy cheeks poop. The kind where you have to wipe so many times it feels like you've sanded off most of the skin on your butt. I do have said that sometimes. Jesus, it feels like I'm using sandpaper. Not in a while, though. I've been lucky. Not in a while. But porridge poop. The kind that comes out like toothpaste and just kind of just keeps going. You either flush and continue a wrist piling up your butt while you sit there helplessly. It's like sometimes you call it a double flush. Have we all done that?
Yep.
I'm sure you have, Dale. Have you ever done that, Jay?
Yes.
A double flush. Bunny poop. When you drop lots of little round turds that look like marbles and make tiny splashes. Dale obviously knows that when it hits the water. Mexican food poop, the toxic dump. It smells so bad your nose burns and everyone else in the restroom rushes gasping for air. That's a Jay poop. That's you, Jay.
Mm-hmm.
Upper class poop, like clean poop, but also leaves no odor.
Never had that happen.
Surprise poop. You're not even at the toilet because you are sure you're about to fart, but oops, poop.
Yeah, that's a shart, a classic shart.
Okay. Dangling poop. This is the kind that refuses to drop the toilet, even though you are done pooping it. You just pray that then that it shakes.
That a shake or two will cut it loose.
Oh, God. And now it's smeared all over the place. Fisherman bobber poop. You're in a public restaurant with two people waiting on your stall. You poop and flush two times, but several golf ball pieces are still floating above the waterline. Love you guys. Julie, the naughty Catholic.
Wow.
I'm getting older. I don't care. If the poop's still sitting there, I go, all right, fine. People are waiting.
Yeah.
When I was younger, I would do that, but not when I'm older. Those are nice. I like that. I like poop talk. You, Dale? Dale's getting, of all the things that Dale says on the show, he's got this where he's rolling.
No. I mean.
We have to keep talking about poop.
Yeah, you know, people at one point were upset about that we talked about poop. So
who was upset?
I don't know. Well, obviously not everyone.
Here comes the bad review.
We have a lot of phone calls. Do you guys want to get those phone calls?
Yeah, we're going to listen to them off the air.
Yes. Because
you still haven't figured out how to do it?
Yes.
Hey guys, this is Will from Portland. I was just listening to your last episode and heard Tommy's email. And I just wanted to call in because it kind of resonated with me because I guess about a year ago I felt I was kind of in the same situation. It wasn't just sexually, it was also socially. You know, I hadn't been living in the city for that long and I felt like I didn't know that many people, and most nights I'm just sitting at home alone with my dog. But I'm kind of like Jay, Jack, and Dale said, I know you don't want to hear this, Tommy, but I just kind of had to start putting myself out there. I started getting involved with groups around town and going to meetups, and I started getting more comfortable socially, and I got better at interacting with people. And I guess it also helps that I kind of went through a body transformation. I was determined to get in shape, not just for health reasons, but also for ego reasons, I guess. And I kind of had more confidence to start putting myself out there on dating apps. And man, I was surprised at the response I got. I'm into guys, but I'm sure it, you know, some of the same principles if you're into ladies too. But nowadays, man, I get busy, you know. It's Friday night and I had to turn down like three different people because I wanted to stay at home and watch Star Wars. And, you know, I don't know what your situation is, but I really just had to put myself out there, build up some confidence and put myself out there, and things are a lot different now. Having a good time. Good luck to you, man. Hope to hear back from you later. Bye.
All right. Thank you for the call.
So what do you think? Is it more of a, I think, well, someone suggested it was more of a confidence thing, didn't?
That was mine. It was more of having the confidence to.
Yeah. So
he transformed his whole body and changed his whole outlook in life. And I agree. And even Angela said you have to. It's a form of putting yourself out there, not just putting yourself out there, but you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just not as simple as saying put yourself out there. It's going to take work. Like, you can't just be, you know, lazy and sit behind and just expect things to happen. Like, there is an element of you have to, you know, want it and actively work towards it.
It's like anything else. Once you get comfortable and confident, it's easier.
Yeah.
If you want it.
Here it is. Come
and
get
it. Is
that what you were singing, Dale? Or did you forget the words? You kind of look.
I don't know.
If you want it, here, and then you kind of got confused. What do you think, Dale? I mean, are you still suggest by a hooker, or is this, have the email and the phone call changed your opinion?
No, I still maintain that, you know, a little roll in the hay will give you a little bit more confidence. And
but you still have to go out and get the hooker.
Well, I would just say, knowing Will, he's a friend of the podcast. You know, it's kind of living proof of, you know, again, to say put yourself out there, but, you know, really working hard to better yourself and to kind of, you know, I think everybody has those things they wish they could, you know, maybe do better for themselves, whether they're getting in shape or, you know, maybe to be more sociable or something like that. And if you really want it to happen, you can work towards it and you can make it happen.
As far as getting in shape, all of us probably need to get better in shape. I mean, it's not a knock on anybody. It's just a, right?
It does help you with your confidence and makes you feel better too.
Yeah, makes you feel better. You have more energy.
Mm-hmm.
If you're more, you know, if you're better shape.
There you go.
Right. I could stand to get in shape because I'm kind of lazy now. Like I said, I was falling asleep at the movie theater. I think that's great advice. You don't have to like you don't have to change your whole body, but you know just
well, whatever yourself... it takes to make it. You just set goals for yourself and work
what's
going to
make you
goals.
Comfortable and more confident is what you have to do.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I think it's fantastic advice.
All right, well, we got a phone call here from The Voice, so let's get into that.
Okay.
G'day, fellas. It's Angry Christmas, The Voice. Okay, look, I got nothing against blood rider. You know, I fucking kill animals for a living, you know, guts and all. Okay, it doesn't bother me one bit. And hell, I don't mind fucking on a period. Done lots of that, you know. It's like a scene out of Psycho, blood running down the J. But when you were out and you were pissed, not in love or lust, and you get a little bit dalish, you know, a bit horny. And anyway, you start groping up with her. Let's just face it, okay, to me, she was fucking a zero on the scale. And you end up through sheer fucking drunken circumstance going down on them because you can't even get an erection to them. Okay. And then you wake up and hear the crowd like the fucking second coming of Christ looking at you. Fucking, and all through your swag is just fucking blood. Blood everywhere, all over your face, all over your hands. Now I think I'm bloody entitled for a little bit of what the fuck? I mean, you know. She was fucking 10 out of 10. Hell, I'd fucking bathe in that shit like it was fucking mud cake soap, you know. But, you know, just a bit unexpected, you know. Okay, I like the legend of it all and all that sort of shit, but fuck me, man. You wake up and you got blood down your throat. I mean, fucking clots like a cat, you know. I mean, it's just a bit, you know. I mean, come on, bro. Okay? Okay, I look like fucking Braveheart, okay? Look like I was at the fucking Crusades or something, you know. It's fucking a bit, yeah, okay. But hey, if it was Dale's girlfriend or something like that, fucking, I'm more than happy to go swim in the fucking Red Sea. Anyway, just thought I'd get that out there, mate. Hope you're all having a good day and whatnot. And, yeah, we got reception out here in the desert. You're the first people I've rung on my fucking new phone service. They should feel very privileged, okay? Righto, mate. Have a good one.
All right, thank you for the call.
You know, I like being called mate. I like it when someone calls that because I
makes you
out
feel
here,
special.
I've had a problem, an issue with people calling me boss.
Uh huh.
I don't like it when right, anybody boss. Call. I don't like it. I don't like the it's used a term out here a lot. I mean, I you know, like an African American guy will call me boss. I don't like that. I feel like I don't like it. I don't like anybody calls me boss, but I'm not like I don't want to be considered like I'm better than anybody else. And him calling me mate, just us mate, that just, I was something I was going to complain about today. It happened to me again today. Okay, boss. I'm like, going, I'm not your boss. I mean, I know it's not a derogatory.
Maybe it's the way like you present yourself. You present yourself as like the boss man.
Is that what I do?
Hey, a boss man. All right.
You guys don't get that?
What?
I get it all the time. Okay, boss.
Because you're kind of like a cranky, cantankerous looking gentleman. So it's just like.
But I've gotten it my whole life. Out especially since I've been out here. I guess it's a term out here.
Yeah, I mean it's just like it's a term.
I always do a double take. I look back and I'm like, don't call me boss. In my head I'm saying that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But it's Christmas time, I don't want to be rude.
So what do you think about what I love is that Google translates the call and if you look at it, like but it like bleeps out the fucks.
It's F star 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 star.
So there's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Oh, so now 7, you're criticizing
8, 9.
Us. Are you criticizing the voice?
No, no.
Out?
It's just, it's funny. It's just funny.
We were the first time first person he called with his, because they have limited receptions out there in the Australian desert. And he calls us. Now you're going to criticize his call, too?
No, no. I'm saying it's
oh, you know, next
funny.
Time he's not going to call you mate. He's going to call you boss. So he's basically saying, it's a 10, it's okay, right?
Well, I guess it's kind of in response maybe to some people saying that. It's a little, sexist or misogynist to say, like, what's the big deal if it's blood or no blood? But he's saying that it was a big deal because she was really ugly.
Yeah, I don't like to judge people that way, you know me. Unless they don't call me boss.
Uh-huh.
Then I have a problem. So, seriously, you guys have never been called boss?
Probably. I just don't really care.
I get
it's not
all,
a big deal. It is a big deal.
I don't want to be called boss.
Why? Like, why is it?
I'm not a walking boss in a prison. I'm not a slave owner. I watch a lot of, you know, if you watch Cool Hand Luke, get a drink here, boss, or the longest yard, get a drink. I'm not a boss. I'm not that guy.
But maybe you are. Maybe you were in another life.
Maybe I'm not a guy that was walking around with a whip cracking people with whips and stuff like that. I'm not a boss. That's
not
me.
I don't think slaves called their slave owners bosses.
Didn't they call the guy with the whip the boss?
I don't know.
What'd they call him?
Generally, it's kind of the, I don't know.
I know they do it in the prison movies.
Mm-hmm.
Walking boss.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like it. I don't want to be called boss anymore.
Okay.
In fact, I'm thinking about getting a shirt made. Don't call me boss.
So now we're just going to call you boss. There's so your title of the episode. Don't call me boss.
Don't call me boss. So what about you, Dell? You okay with Angry Christmas? And
yeah, I'm okay with that.
You're okay?
Yeah.
You're okay with his explanation?
Sure.
Does Jay need to correct his grammar in this?
I wouldn't, but you know.
But that's Jay. Jay's kind of a dick. And, you know, Jay doesn't get called boss. He gets called, what a dick. What a
you
dick.
Dick.
You've probably been called dick a lot, haven't you, Jay?
Asshole once or twice, mostly by Colleen, so it's all right.
Well, yeah, I've heard her call you asshole. Now, my wife said you can be such a dick sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
You can be such a dick sometimes. I go, yes, I can. I'm proud of it. Just don't call me boss. Well, I'm okay if she calls me boss,
because
I am the man. I'm kidding. Don't send your hate mail. I'm just kidding.
All right.
I think we lost Dale a while. He's just looking.
Yeah,
at me
he's
like,
Dale's quiet over there.
Why are we still talking?
Yeah.
He did get a voice. He just get. He did get a text message.
It's I'll tell you later.
Okay. All right. Are
the
you in
plot
trouble?
Thickens.
Not really.
Okay. All right.
All right. Let's go to the last call here.
Last call. All right.
Hey guys, I was just listening to your show and Derek Tommy, who had emailed about his issue with women not finding him or being interested in him sexually. And you know, I really think there's one of just a few things going on here. I don't think it's like a big mystery. I think one possibility and the most likely is that Derek's just being too picky. You know, he probably has this image in mind of the kind of girl he wants to be with. And when he notices that that kind of girl is not interested in him sexually, he thinks it must be all girls. But I'm sure there's girls out there who would date him, but maybe he just has blinders on towards them. So I think part of it is, you know, maybe you have to just adjust your standards a little bit. The other possibility is, I mean, you know, Derek certainly seems to have a, you know, pretty strong, healthy self-esteem. But, you know, maybe he's not as attractive or as pleasant or outgoing as he thinks he is. And again, so maybe he needs to adjust his standards there. And then the final thought is he might not be good at reading signals. I've found that women over the years, many women drop signals that they're interested, but they're very subtle. And the women think they're being all, you know, outwardly explicit about the signals, but sometimes they're not. So sometimes you have to be sort of extra aware looking out for signals. And definitely can't be afraid of rejection, because I think a lot of times, you know, you may miss out on something because you didn't pursue it because you were afraid of the rejection. Anyway, I hope this helps. Thanks. Bye.
All right. Thank you for the call.
Yeah, I think that's great advice. Now, do you think he's setting his sights too high, maybe?
I mean, it could very well be, right? Because we don't know those details about Tommy, but that there's just those things that could be holding you back, right? You could be, you know, setting your standards too narrow or too high, or and you're limiting yourself to different people out there. I mean,
you're shooting for a 10, but maybe you're like a 7.
Yeah, I mean, so yeah, there is a bit of self-awareness you have to have in all of that as well. And then just paying attention to signs too. Like, that can be, like, you know, the whole George McFly, I don't know if I could take that kind of rejection. Like, there is that, you know, if you don't ask, if you don't, like, kind of see if something's there, you're never going to be able to find.
But if you're at work, though, that's a touchy. You don't want to ask
sure,
them.
Sure,
sure.
And
they say,
you're...
you? No. And they laugh, and you go, I got to come into work every day now. And you know the girl's going to tell. You know the girl's going to tell everybody else, too. Yeah, can you believe he asked me out?
But that's kind of like that's kind of high school. Like, I think when you're adults.
Okay,
like,
I we should act like adults, but most of us are still in high school.
Well, I would hope not. I feel like hopefully there's some evolving going on. But
not everybody works at Google, Jay. The rest of us work in the real world, where we treat each other like shit.
Listen,
you know
every,
I'm right. I'm right.
Every workplace has its problems. Like, no, it doesn't matter where you work. It's going to have similar type issues sometimes. Yeah. But like, you should be able to say, like, hey, do you want to go out sometime? And the woman should be able to either say yes or no. And you should be able to be like, okay, cool, and things should be fine. But if you kind of make a big deal out of things, like it's,
hey, it's, do you want to get married? Would that be the wrong approach?
Yeah, I feel like that's a little much. But
well, because she might say yes. You don't want that.
Well, I guess if you wanted to get married right away, but even then, like I wouldn't. I don't know, like the stability of that relationship after that. But you know, whatever.
Did I miss a sign here? I'm pretty sure you wanted to get married.
You said yes, so
yes. So I got to hold you to it. It's a contract.
But yeah,
the verbal agreement. But it's hard to pick it up because I know when I was younger, my wife would go, "Oh, that girl was flirting with you." I go, "I didn't see it."
Yeah,
Now, to be fair, I gave that answer no matter what.
Yeah.
Now, there's sometimes I didn't see it, and sometimes I didn't see it. That's all I'm saying. That was the answer I gave, no matter what.
Yeah, if you have a jealous spouse, that's kind of weird. Colleen's not really jealous at all.
Look at you.
Exactly. Like, where am I going? You look
like a Q-tip. I mean, what?
But when there are girls that are flirting with me, like, I'll say, yeah, that girl flirting with me is like, yeah, she is, and we'll joke about it. Like, it's not that big a deal. But again,
you get that like Rudolph thing when a girl flirts with you. You tell her, she said I was cute.
She thinks I'm cute.
And of course, then you try to jump, and you're like 2 feet up. You know, you're not even off the ground. So. Yeah, I think you just trip over your shoes. Blah, blah,
but
blah,
even
blah, blah.
But even as a taken man, it, like, it feels good if a girl, you know, they don't really check me out or anything. But if he thinks I'm cute or will hit on me or something, like, all right, I still got it, you know.
All right, I still got it. You want to see my toy collection? Then she's all excited. She's thinking, toy collection. And then she gets home. She goes,
hey, listen, I'm a catch, all right?
Oh, it's an actual toy collection.
Yeah. Yeah, you're a catch. You're a catch. Keep telling yourself that.
Not the kind of toy she had in mind.
It'd be like that Saturday Night Live sketch where it's shining up his
or
toy.
Leave it in the box.
Leave it in the box. Why? Leave it in the box. Anyway.
Oh, man.
I think that's great advice.
I agree. And thank you for everybody kind of sending in advice for Tommy. I think we'll see if we get a response for Mr. Tommy. Or we'll say, hey, Tommy, take a picture of yourself. And then we could say hot or not. Would that be the next step?
Don't they have a website like that?
They do. They do. But no, I think all the advice given to Tommy is good advice.
Tommy, can you hear me?
And we'll see what he thinks, or if he'll be like, I told you not to tell me not to get out there. But I think there is an element of that is true, but it's not as simple as just that. I think all the
things
are...
Well, it's not as simple as that, but that's what people are frustrated with that are trying to help him. If you're not gonna find a date sitting in your room.
Yeah, that's true.
You're not going to find a date if you got it. I think I remember correctly. He said he had a great personality or a good personality.
Mm-hmm.
That's half the battle.
Yeah.
You know, maybe you are setting your sights too high. Maybe you're looking for that, you know, you're looking for... the 10 when you maybe should be going down to the 7s.
Mm-hmm.
But if you feel after this 10, you have to at least put yourself out there and take a chance on the rejection.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's nothing wrong with being rejected by a 10.
No.
Right?
No.
And not that I'm grading women.
If you're getting rejected by like
that's
threes,
just wrong.
That's the...
I'm just saying what the caller was saying.
Not like you have those signs in your car. You know? What?
Well, that was before I knew it was
7.5.
7.6.
I still have those, by the way. I didn't make them. Who made them?
Wait, you guys actually did that?
I love it when we used to give women a 9, then they'd smile. We'd turn the sign upside down. No, it's actually a 6.
Oh, my God.
But that was back when you could be 6.
That's back when you could get away with it.
It was all right. Oh, we didn't know better. We weren't. Look, we're in our 50s.
We weren't being malicious.
It was fun.
We were being pigs.
Yeah.
You know? You guys do. Be pigs.
I forget who wrote that. It wasn't me. Someone came up with the cards, and I don't think it was you because you could read the numbers.
Yeah,
somebody in the group came up with it, and I somehow ended up with them because I think they were in my car. I was just the driver, so I guess that makes me an accomplice because I could still
it's
do
true.
Jail
yeah,
time. You know, if someone robs a bank, I'm driving the car. Well, I didn't know they were doing that. I was in 10 and 2 position driving and making sure the roads were clear and doing my proper driving procedure. Anyway, are you ready to do it? The questions?
I think so. I think we're ready.
We have several questions on here. This is from Adam. Oh, we need to pick a number between... All right, we're going to pick a number between 1 and 4.
Oh.
Dale, go first.
Ooh. I'll go first. 2.
Oh, wait. One second. I didn't pick a number.
Are you hit it right on the nose. Numbers?
I wrote one between one and four. That's all I wrote down. All right. All right. Pick a number between one and three.
Oh, two. Come on.
Jay?
Three.
The answer was two.
Ah, well, I hit it right on the nose.
I do it different every week because I don't want you guys studying and practicing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
So you guys never know what I'm
going
to do.
I'm going first.
Jay, Dell is going first.
Okay.
Following the Aussie questions last week, let's jump over the ditch and get a better, smaller country in the south, a.k.a. New Zealand.
Ooh, okay.
So there you go. I've always wanted to go to New Zealand. I always wanted to go to Australia. Name the three largest islands that make up New Zealand. I'll take the... Whoever gets the most, the highest total. The three largest islands that make up New Zealand.
Big, small, and I don't give a crap.
Big, small, I don't give a crap. Gosh, so close.
So close.
Jay, you just need to really get one here and you can get a correct answer.
Fuck. I'm trying to think of, like, going back to my Lord of the Rings documentaries and remembering.
I was going to say, because I don't think in school we ever studied New Zealand.
Yeah.
Hey, that's not a knock on New Zealand. We're just, you know, we're Americans and we're kind of uppity. We call everybody everybody outside the United
States.
Is that
where we get Kiwis
boss.
From? I mean, come on.
Yeah, I think it's from New Zealand. I think Kiwis. So. Yeah, I like Kiwis.
I know there's a Wellington or something, or Wellington's the capital or something.
Name the three largest islands that make up New
it says
Zealand.
Three largest islands. Come
you
on.
Just need one.
Well, it's Wellington, right? And then
wrong.
You got two more guesses.
I was closer with big, small, and I don't give a crap.
I don't give a crap was so close.
Fuck. I don't know.
No, fuck. I don't know is not one of them.
What about
don't be looking it up on your phone, cheating
I'm
bastard.
Not looking up on my phone.
He has a watch now.
Oh,
he can't even look it up on the watch. Okay, you said, wait. Dale said it was really simple. He said it was close with his.
Yeah, sure, I did.
What about just like North Island? Is there a North Island?
There is a North Island. North Island, South Island, and Stewart Island.
Holy fuck.
Jay gets the point. Jay's question.
You cheated.
The main building of government has a sweet nickname. What is it? And I need the correct answer. None of you guys are going to get this, but...
Kiwi something.
I'll say capitalist bastards.
That's a real sweet nickname there. Beehive.
There you go.
Number three. Name three of the 10 largest cities population-wise.
I have no
idea. And he's got a list of 10 here.
I have no idea.
There's two that you should have got right off the bat. Jay said one of them.
I don't know. Oh, well, what do you say? Wilmington?
Not Wilmington.
Fucker, quit texting me.
Who's texting you?
I don't know.
Are they texting you the answers, son of a bitch?
He does have a new phone. So you got a guess here, Dale?
Yeah, hang on a second. Bastard won't leave me alone.
All right, he's got a text here, which is, you know.
Well, I almost, because I got, like, the Christmas gift, company Christmas gift was a new Nexus 5X phone. I was like, maybe I give this to Dale. It's like, nah, I'll just keep it for myself.
What's a Nexus phone?
It's like Google's phone.
Oh, really? You're not using it?
Huh?
Not using it?
No, I'm using it as like a small iPad.
Okay. Small.
I might switch SIMs and use it as my phone for a little while just to live life on the Google side of things.
All right. JD, Dale, you have any answers?
What was the question?
It sounds like he doesn't. So can I just
say
the one
three
that
of the
have?
Top 10 largest cities population-wise?
I have no idea.
He has no idea. Okay.
All right, Wellington.
Wellington is one, yes.
All right, there you go. That's all.
Auckland, Wellington, Christchurch, Hamilton, Tauranga. I know I'm saying that wrong. Tauranga, Napper, Hastings, and there's a bunch of other ones. I'm going to skip that question because I don't have time to look on Wikipedia and get the answer. Number five, what year, and this is Jay's question.
Jay's question.
Jay's already up 2-0 here. Dale, you're on it. You were so good there for so long. What year?
He's up for the season, isn't he?
Easily, yeah. It's not
yeah, I'm ahead. I'm throwing you a bone there.
What year did the film, The Lord of the Rings, The Two Towers, get released? And I need the closest answer here.
Shit. I think 2002.
The correct answer is 2002. Okay. Next question. What is the name of the famous 2002 New Zealand film starring Keisha Castle Hughes?
That's Dale's question, isn't it?
Yeah.
Good. Because
Mr. Smith goes fucking down under.
Hold on a second. Clint Eastwood had a movie called Pale Rider. Now, think of Shamu. Pale Rider. Think of Shamu. Pale Rider. Orca. Pale Rider. Moby Dick. Pale Rider. What a blank of a story. Pale Rider.
Whale of a story, huh?
Yeah. So, Rider.
Shut Pale up, asshole.
Rider. Shamu. Pale Rider. Not Pale. Rider's getting the term, name. But Orca.
Come on.
I don't know.
You're giving him the goddamn
Rider.
Answer. Shut the fuck
killer
up.
Killer blank Rider.
Shut the fuck up.
All right, Jay.
Whale Rider.
Whale Rider.
That was a fucking movie?
Whale Rider.
I have heard about that movie.
I never heard of that.
Jesus H. Christ.
He was feeding you that one.
Way to go, boss. What is considered the national sport of New Zealand? And this is for Jay.
Rugby.
I would have got that too. Rugby is the correct answer. Let's see. What is the common name for the World Cup winning New Zealand rugby union team? Okay. This is for you, Dale. Dale's off his game right now.
Nationalist.
It is not nationalist, Jay.
Kiwi Bowl?
All Blacks.
Oh, okay.
What's the date of the Treaty of Waitangi sign? Waitangi? None of you. It's the closest answer. Just give me the date. This is, I think, Dale's question.
I don't know.
Just give me a date.
Give me a date. A year.
Of what?
This treaty. When was it signed? What was the date? Closest answer gets
1895.
It right. 1895. Jay?
1894.
The correct answer is 1840.
Woohoo!
All right. How many
and
stars?
I can't get a clean sweep because I didn't get one of them right.
How many stars are in the current New Zealand flag?
17.
No. Closest answer.
Stars. 6.
The correct answer is 4.
Fucking 4-star flag. What kind of fucking flag is that?
Name the dickhead prime minister currently in charge of New Zealand. I'm guessing he didn't vote for him.
Kiwi Foster.
Jay?
John Smith.
Wow. I almost got a split vote here. Dale said Kiwi, and you said John Smith. The answer is John Key.
Pretty close.
So I think you guys both get a point on that.
Ah, I got a point.
There you go.
Don't give him a point. I shut him out.
I got a point. Fuck you.
Fuck
off. Don't make me point. I got a point on the board.
Jesus Christ.
Anyway, thanks for the questions.
I win.
Says,
what does that make it for the season?
Glad to have you back. And we're just glad to be here.
So I think it's 3-2-2, right?
Something like that.
I don't know.
Or 4-2-7. Something like that. 7-3-2.
Fuck off. You haven't had 7. Holy shit.
So anyway, at this time, we'd like to thank a couple of special patrons.
Yes, Eckhard Richter and Tap from Tokyo, thank you very much, and thank you to all of our patrons. You can become one today over at patreon.com/JayandJack. That's patreon.com/JayandJack. Or check out jayandjack.com for more details and our full list of all the patrons that contribute to the show. Again, this show would not be possible without your contributions, so thank you very much.
You know, at that time, you sounded like a tour guide. That's wrapping up his spiel at the end of the tour, or on the Jungle Cruise, and it wouldn't be possible without you guys. It's like you said 1,000 times.
Yep.
Did he have that kind of feel to it?
Mm-hmm.
Not that you weren't sincere, but I think someone's going to call you boss.
Okay, boss man. So you're pissed, boss?
Anyway, that's all I got. I hope you enjoyed the show. I hope you enjoyed the poop talk. We do need questions for the next show, and we're going to be off for the next two.
2 weeks.
2 weeks. So everybody have a safe, happy holidays. Be safe. If you have some alcohol consumption, call a friend. Call somebody. Don't get behind the wheel drunk and drive. Don't do that. Don't text and drive. I'm done. And go see Star Wars.
Yeah, it's good. It's good.
That's all I got. Seriously, be safe out there.
All right.
Cool. You want to say, we're waiting for you to say goodbye to the producer.
Oh, that's right. I'm so used to you doing the hasta luego goodbye. Sorry. Hasta luego and goodbye.
Arrivederci.
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 All right,
bye. All right, Jay.
All right, bye.
All right.